Wesley.
It's me, Snakes. I got the stuff.
Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
All right, Johnny. But what about my money?
What money?
AC said you had some dough for me.
That a fact? How much do I owe you?
AC said 10%.
Too bad AC ain't in charge no more.
What do you mean?
He's upstairs taking a bath. He'll call you when he gets out. Hey, I tell you what I'm going to give you, Snakes.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
Right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you pussy animal.
From the fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuff and Think Studios, it's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Crackers podcast with your host, Wicked and Dos.
Actually, special guest host, right? We have my boy Randall, and this is Dante. The Dante and Randall Hour. We speak to you from places of parental experience today, or lack thereof. and we got Mr. Q Sweat himself.
How y'all doing?
Number one champ, and Scully on the track. Yelling because he wants to be on the mic. But yeah, welcome to the show. We're going to do a quick week wrap up. Quickly, Wicked, what you do this week?
Mom's doing better. Finally got that nice large bill from the... Oof.
Yeah.
From the hospital. We haven't officially got it, but it's on her mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you probably...
Off area, yeah.
The requirements for applying to go to the VA. Because my mom served.
Oh, shit.
My mom...
I did not know that. Yeah. Oh, we'll talk off air.
She was an MP and
nice. All right, we'll talk. We'll talk. Yeah. But yeah, other than that.
Not really much that
like that. How you enjoying the married life?
Same as
a free married. And she changed with your finger.
Yep.
Take it when you go to work, put it back on.
I put it in my glasses case with my glasses. I've heard lots of horror stories of motherfuckers getting a ring caught on shit.
Skinning the finger.
Getting ringed.
I didn't know it was a term.
Yeah.
It should be a term.
All right.
Any machine in industry, don't wear your ring.
Yeah, I know.
Machine and electricity.
Yeah, no, trust me. With electrical shit, I got told. Watch
it.
Nope. Tungsten's not conductive.
Because that's what this ring is.
No, I thought tungsten was conductive because that's what we use for light bulbs.
Not tungsten.
Yeah, they do. The old school wines.
That's filament.
It's tungsten filament.
What hell?
You're going to fry my boy.
Maybe it conducts heat, but not electricity. Because aluminum gets hot.
Yeah.
But aluminum ain't conductive.
Okay, all right. But no, so it all for you.
How does this shit work?
This is all for you this week?
I take it off at work. That's all I know.
Yeah. So, no, for me, safety thing for Navy was always watches, rings, dangly things have to be removed before electronic work. So yeah.
It's so cute they made y'all rhyme it.
Dude, it's the easy way to remember it.
I know.
So yeah, that's your week. Yes. My week was, did we do the show after Casey came in? We did a show after Casey came. Casey Wilson, skater from Charlotte, came down, skated for the whole weekend with that and Briggs, aka Neo, aka Keanu Reeves, aka Young Co represent. And this week pretty much was chill. Finished up my last finals. Your boy got a 3.07 GPA. Whoop. Because motherfucking a tree falls on his house and you know you gotta survive. And I got C+ in sculpture, a B+ in fashion display, a A in screen printing, because that's my jam, and a B minus in photography, because fuck her, she loves documentary fucking recording, and she sucks. But yeah, we're not gonna mention her name, but that professor is a piece of shit.
And she a real car pleaser.
She's a real car pleaser. But other than that, celebrate the 3-year anniversary. Oh, train timeout.
Jack. Let me. It looks like I'm recording now.
Yeah, I see you jumping.
So that happened. Technical difficulties. We ain't no stranger to that.
You ain't recording right now, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh shit, we back.
Yeah, we're back.
Never left.
Oh shit.
So the listeners, we never left.
Yeah. But no, so as a crunch popcorn to you, yeah.
ASMR, man. So crisp.
But yeah, so finished out semester pretty strong.
Crowd pleaser.
Went to a show at MacArthur Mall. It's the Governor School Alumni Show. So if you went to Governor School as an alumnus, you could enter work in the show. Got to see Christopher Revels, aka Walking House, Chalk Sidewalks with Walking Houses. Mm-hmm. Got to see his piece because it's prominently displayed in the window. And talk with friend Heather Nygaard, who I might have on the show eventually. She cool lady. And we walked around the show, rocked a t-shirt from my classmate who has his own clothing label called Yia, with a nice little umlaut over the A. One of the few, like, once again, if anybody doesn't
know. Is there at least one shirt that has Lil Jon on it?
Dude, I'm going to have to tell him to fucking make that shit. Unless he already did it, I didn't know. But, this dude...
It's Small Jonathan. It's not Lil Jon.
See, you can get away with that.
Yeah. No, so anybody doesn't know, when I only wear white shirts if they're from people in my classes from screen printing, and it's their design and their prints.
What about the thoughts for the wardrobe for DJ Lightbright?
Dude, DJ Lightbright will rock one of those printed shirts in a sweet white leather jacket and white skinny jeans. In gold Supras, because you know he's a beacon for the scene, as it were.
But you gotta have the John Lennon glasses, though, for real,
bruh. That's real money.
I thought about like gold sunglasses.
No, John Lennon because real
crowd pleaser. Wow. All right, yeah. I could gold.
Hey,
John Lennon glasses.
Yeah,
gold. Ray Salmon wears fucking sunglasses.
Ray Salmon.
But
oh Lord.
But no, so yeah, that's been my week. Went to a show. Celebrated 3-year anniversary with me and Miss Trufin yesterday. Got delicious sushi. We have survived.
Y'all right behind us. We're the third. Y'all are a couple weeks after us.
Yeah.
We about to get sushi. Next week, but week after next.
Motherfucking Sushi King took forever.
Which one did y'all go to?
We went to one by the mall.
Norfolk.
Yeah, we.
That one doesn't even look like a real business.
Fucking Miss Trufin, we waited like 20 minutes for her to get the first goddamn roll of sushi. I was two rows deep.
Did y'all Groupon it?
No. Didn't do Groupon this year. This time. Not this year.
Now, being a Sushi King aficionado that mm-hmm. I am, let me tell you a secret about order. You order 5 rolls.
Yeah, we should have done that shit.
Order 5
rolls. That's what we did at the end. We ordered 3 rolls.
Order how many rolls you think you're going to eat? Order them first, because they're going to be slow, because they make all of them by hand.
Yeah.
Including order. So you order your 5 rolls. So like, say you want some shumai and whatever, say... Yeah, give me some shumai, this, and let me get this roll, this roll, this roll, this roll. They'll bring it out. The first two appetizers, they'll wait, and the next thing you got 5 rolls. So if that's all you're going to eat, you got all your food right
now.
All right.
Well, now we know the game.
And for those listening, right now, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, Groupon got the actual price is $18 for $30 worth of sushi.
Yeah.
But they also had a promo, 25% off. So I got my $30 for $13.50.
I'm about to be jealous as fuck.
Yes.
For you and Miss Katie Nezra.
And I ain't even paying for it.
Bitch.
That's my mom's wedding gift. She's giving us a date night.
Oh, that's nice.
So cute.
We go. We go see Rogue One in the fancy theater with the dust chairs.
Boy.
We go get some sushi.
No spoilers about Rogue One, but that's the saddest Star Wars movie I've ever seen.
I mean, based on the premise, you know, it won't going to be a happy story.
What I'm saying, though, I've seen all 7 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far the most emotional one.
I've heard some say it's like actually the best Star Wars movie.
It will put you in your feels. I'm not, like I said, I'm not giving away anything, but it will put you in your feels.
As everyone in the studio gets quiet to watch Miss Truth and Finagle Scully, our sweet Sheltie, aka long haired guinea pig, So, if they could hear the fear in his eye, in his voice.
Fear, hear the fear in his eyes. But you got anything you want to talk about?
Oh no, it's just been if everybody's out there been listening and worried about me, I'm doing better than I was I have been.
Woo!
Doing. I ain't still 100%, but you know I'm over 50.
Facebook Live ain't helping.
No, no. No. Fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook Live as a record company.
Whoa. That's our number one fucking reach.
That's our stream of reach.
Well, they ain't my stream of reach right now. I was just saying.
How many times did you restart that stream?
Oh, my God. Okay, so. Those are the I tried to do a live stream just to help out. Just I was bored. So I was like, oh, let me do a little live stream at lunchtime because everybody probably checking their phones and whatnot, so everybody tune in. So first time I did it, I loaded the wrong track, song on the wrong deck. Cut the music out. So, all right, let me redo this. Second time I did it, Facebook came up, was like, hey, you're playing an illegal song. Basically, people know Facebook, when you do those Facebook Live, this is for DJs out there too that are listening. When you do Facebook live mixes and shows and whatnot, if they can recognize a song, they'll cut your stream out because it's technically copyright.
That's not a real crowd pleaser.
No. The crowd was not happy with that. But they would literally cut your stream off midstream.
How does Unabomber get away with that? Is it just because he's not playing a lot of top 40?
Yeah, he's not playing a lot. He doesn't play a lot of top 40. It's if they could, I think it's like a 10 second window.
Mm-hmm.
If you can recognize the song within 10 seconds. Because one time I did over here, I played a song called, it's by the Jets. Oh, did you know? Cause I never found out. Oh, Crush on You. I played a song called Crush on You by the Jets for the new ages. That's Nero. Crush on You with a sample. Okay. But anyway, I played that song and it literally stopped me. And said, "Hey, we can't post this video because you played Crush on You by the Jets," but word for word. So yeah, that happened. And then right after that happened, so I was like, "Well, screw it. I'm gonna try to make a mix anyway." My computer freezes. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Flip the table when I was done.
Damn.
No, I got to have more bass. Damn! There we go.
So, yeah, so you ready to roll into this shit?
Yes.
To the meat and potatoes?
Yes.
Right. So should I grab a phone or should I read?
Read first. You want me to
get a preface? I'm going to read.
Go ahead and flip it over because I want to get the preface first.
Should I do dramatic reading?
Yes, if you wish. This comes on the heels of them trying to ban some books because they're
I'm already in there.
They're not appropriate for the childrens.
Hey, what's the age range these children?
This sixth graders.
So this is most age. They know enough.
Yes.
Especially with the advent of the internet.
Yeah.
What the parent was complaining about is the teacher gave them some poems.
Okay.
Street poems, if you will.
Cheer.
So and she thought they were not age appropriate for the children.
Before we go any deep, might I ask what state is this happening in?
This is Suffolk.
Virginia.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I'm not shouting out the city. It's just some things you gotta know so you get your mind right.
So if you hear a story about a parent going to the school board in Suffolk, Virginia, this might be my former family.
Is he trying to be a real crowd pleaser?
Yes.
All right. So dramatic reading.
Yes, dramatic reading. Like I said, you might recognize this offhand. You may or may not.
What's in front of me by Da Savant. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up the door there. Guess who he saw? Dave the Dope Fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap.
He said, shit.
I need bullets. Hurry up, run. The Dope Fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive through the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted. And all the cops scattered. Ran out of the bullets and still had static. Grabbed a pregnant lady and out the automatic. Pointed at her head and he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off or honey here is dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go on, and he starts to run on. And that's where we're going to stop it. So those of you who don't know, Mr. Q Sweat, what is that?
Hey, do you know?
Sort of. I know it, but I don't know the names. It's one of those things where it's, oh, I grew up on this.
Yeah, you've heard it, but it isn't. Yeah. He knew like four lines in.
Mr. Q Sweat, what is this an excerpt from?
Uncle Ricky. Can you tell us a bedtime story?
Basically, for those who don't know, who did not grow up in the purest, the Colombian pure hip-hop age. That is a children's story by Mr. Slick Ricky himself. Rick the Ruler. The man would come out with 50,000 gold chains before Mr. T. It was like, just look at y'all say crumbs. It walks off.
What are you looking for?
Your phone just fell down. There you go. Oh, your vape?
That's just fucking UA. So should we be going into the into this?
Oh.
No, but before we get to that, I want to hear some of, like,
as a parent, do
you think this is too advanced for a sixth grader?
No.
Hell no.
God, no.
Shit on the radio.
You know what I did? Back in Georgia, my younger days, we always, when we did poetry in our language arts class, mm-hmm. our English class, they let us bring in music.
Yes, I remember the first time they let me do that. That was
regardless of like
in summer school, freshman year.
The only rule was it could not curse. There was it was just no cursing.
Yeah.
You try to limit
nothing too horrible.
No, my teachers didn't care. No, okay. not
no psychopathic records.
Yeah, no, nothing about dismembering bodies and then
one kid played corn.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
I can see I'm going blind, man.
Yeah. One kid brought in corn. I mean, some people bought in like Backstreet. I bought in Camp Low because I'm me. Yeah. Nobody really listens to Camp Low.
So
anyway, and I don't know what the assignment was to that, but as far as sixth graders learning a children's story, I would promote that for God knows how long because it's about storytelling. I'm pretty sure it's about.
Yeah, and if memory serves, like the lead. You know, character in that story, he'll end up having a happy time because it is.
No, it's literally a tale.
A cautionary tale.
It's a cautionary tale.
So, did we read yet?
Yes, you can go ahead and
open. All right, so Wicked is going to talk as locate his device.
It's on the floor. But,
fuck, wasted up here. White trash out of control.
I know. Parents just angry about this.
Dude, yes. I love how the fact, and it was circle, I couldn't read it on the printout. The circle from the excerpt, it says automatopoeia.
Yes. Rat-a-tat-tat.
It is automatopoeia. Yeah. That's one of my favorite words in the English language. First comment, Slick Rick. And someone thankfully said, I hope you're joking. No, girl, not joking. Wish I was.
Exactly, a rap song, not a freaking poem.
What the fuck?
I'm wondering what his teacher was thinking, teaching kids about a dope theme, WTF.
Something needs to be done about that. That is bullshit. No excuse for this to be in school. I hope you're going to the principal of the school or the school board.
Oh, yeah. I am going Monday morning to the principal.
That would bring the mama bear out in me. What the hell? W2H. WTH.
Absolutely. It's brought my mama bear out of me. .. And yes, I... ..
Hit the more button, sir.
I'm keep on. Yes, it probably it. And yes, I know. Kids probably hear just as bad songs on the radio. However, I'd never let my son listen to that such song because of words in it, and the things they rap about. .. Let alone teaching this to a class full of kids.
Typography, fucking
angry face.
Note. When you do ellipsis, it's three dots.
Yeah, that's your biggest pet peeve.
That's why I kept saying ..
That's one of your biggest pet peeves, I know.
Dude, I fucking
was it me and you, Q, that were going back and forth, going like two dots,
yeah,
four dots?
No, we're using ellipsis in the wrong manner.
Yeah, okay. You bitches. All right, I'd be making a few phone calls.
Hold on, where we at?
Next comment.
Okay. Absolutely, this is totally unacceptable.
Y'all motherfuckers. This is ridiculous. Want me to go with you? Ha ha. But for real, this is crazy.
I couldn't believe.
He had to hit that more button.
I got to hit the more button, man. I couldn't believe it myself. I can't believe myself. Like, what was going through his teacher's head thinking this was okay? I'm floored.
Seriously, this teacher deserves some type of punishment. If they just try to tell you sorry and blow it off, don't stand for that. Common sense tells you. Common sense tells you not to freaking teach this to elementary kids. Come on now.
He's middle school, sixth grade, but still, either way, not appropriate for any child. What the hell is he trying to tell
you? .. God, they're growing too fast. Aunt Fell, lol.
Christmas gonna be great for me.
Oh Lord,
we're setting you up for success.
Yes.
Laughing my ass off. LMO. You could never
wink your face,
but just in case others read this, they will know what grade. LOL.
Lol.
Dude.
Another WTF, another I know, right?
I know, right? Anger face.
J-N. Name, we'll say J-Nay. This is from a Suffolk school. .. Advice on who to speak to first, please.
An attorney.
Whoa.
Failure to teach any social redeeming qualities at all. This is English class.
You can't even spell class, lady.
Class.
Oh, dude.
Not musical appreciation.
That's a dude.
Class.
Amen. Exactly what I was thinking.
OMG. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, girl. .. Not sure what she was thinking. Apparently, she wasn't. .. Terrible.
Yes.
Rat-a-tat tatted. I don't mean to laugh at this. I'm sure some kid wrote this hoping to become a big-time rap star.
Slick Rick wrote it! Oh. Slick Rick wrote it.
Yo, I'm sorry, but your whiteness is showing strong. And thank you, someone said Slick Rick wrote it.
Slick Rick wrote it! I'm trying to understand how it was coming up with his head.
Like, no, since there's no exclamation point, I bet you they said, Slick Rick wrote it. Lord, I wish it was just some kid in his class. .. His teacher thinks this is a poem.
Hold on. Try the tablet. Of course I jammed to this song back in the day, but not in sixth grade.
How?
Because I don't know how old she is. But let's, like, I know the person she's, you know, with is 1 year older than me.
They had to have.
So we wouldn't have been jamming to this back in middle school.
Yeah. It would have been elementary school. Somebody played at a cookout or at a
party or something. Or she don't actually know the song because she thinks, like, you know, someone else wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely inappropriate. Dude, I'm pull your man card. Sorry. You can call the show and send me an email, but I don't care because I will respond to it thusly.
Yes.
OMG. Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. I am. ..
What the
Can't
hell?
Can't afford that third dot.
Wait, there's three dots, but horribly spaced.
What? Oh. What the hell? .. Jay just told me this when I read it to my friend.
What the absolute hell?
WT absolute hell.
Yeah, but just found out this. I just found this out tonight. Friend of mine informed me. .. Miss Blank class is what I'm told.
Jesus.
..
Yeah.
Jesus goes on forever. Fuck this. We're going in. I'm not reading all the Jesus no. Christ. Give me a highlight there, Wicked.
I think I've read enough.
I think we've gotten about.
Yeah, we've got white people being white people. Got
okay,
it.
Okay, just for a quick synopsis, going to, like, reading the rest of it and looking at time, it's just people catching, like getting off work or just not seeing the story or somebody sharing it to them. But yeah. basically, the overall is some lady's kid found Slick Rick through the teacher. And being the Virginia school that it is, parents are like, that's too black for my kid.
I can't have him teaching these Negro values.
What is a rat-a-tat-tat anyway?
Negro values of cautionary tales at that. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, I'm just saying Slick Rick.
No, just a little notification. Don't pay no mind.
I'm just saying Slick Rick himself wrote the song for those who don't know.
Kid trying to be a star. You goddamn right he was.
I mean.
Some kid.
But anyway, the point behind the whole poem, and I know this, I've heard this 1,000 times, is that it's a cautionary tale of going the wrong way, of being influenced by the wrong people.
Yeah.
He was a normal kid that his best friend was like, hey, you want to make some money? Sure. And then he just said, you know, he gets hauled off to jail for shooting at cops.
Yo, real talk.
It's a cautionary tale.
No. Since they white, my first song, I'm changing it. We'll do a mortal technique, Dance with the Fucking Devil. That's a cautionary tale written by a white man.
I mean, you want a cautionary tale.
That is heady underground hip hop. But at least it's by a white man.
I mean,
and there's no rat-a-tat-tat.
You think maybe they'll accept this for a white man?
I think they'll accept it because he's a white man. Like,
what I want to know, like, good if trip. this if this had been a song by Luke Bryan, would they have said this isn't a poem?
Nope,
this is music.
They would have been all about it. That would have been fucking. Well, is Luke Bryan a country singer?
Yes.
Yeah, they would have been like, "Oh, I love this song. Your teacher got great taste." That's what would have happened.
I love it when my baby brings home Keith Urban lyrics.
Said, "Mom, what is this? Oh, baby, this is that Luke Bryan joint. I know this. I can tell y'all about this.
The fact they're trying to fucking come at the goddamn teacher.
Is the teacher white?
I don't know.
It's probably not. I'm gonna put Dollar Donuts. If Suffolk. Dolls and Donuts, they probably black.
It's a long-term substitute.
Oh, yeah, they're black.
But
thanks for the credit, Doss.
It is, man. I've seen it before.
Dante. Damn it, Dante.
Remember when they used... Did you ever have that Jamaican substitute at Norfolk?
Yep.
Thick-ass accent? Yes.
Yep. You ever have the dude that sold weed to the kids?
Black dude? Ladies and gentlemen, this is perfect public schools.
Fucking... Most public school, dog. We knew them all.
On a side note, there was a security guard at Denby High got busted.
Of course he did.
No, I'm just saying security guard. He was the leader of the P Stones.
Getting stoned.
Gang drugs, hits on kids. 39-year-old dude putting out hits on kids.
Yo, my dude need to stop trying to, you know, control his area.
All we had was Boo for the Lazy Tooth.
Yeah, but... This thread,
Jesus,
this fucking thread, man. As a father, if we're gonna put blackness aside right now.
I know, blackness
aside.
Blackness aside.
Your child bought this home, and it said, "Oh, I have to dissect this poem." Besides being hyped that you're like, "Oh shit, this Slick Rick," would you be like, "Yo, this what the fuck is the teacher saying?"
Honestly, no.
Yeah, because a poem, right? What is rap? Plain and simple. Traditional rap.
What
hip-hop.
Is music?
Okay.
Traditionally.
First off, rap and hip hop are two different things.
I know, but still.
But.
Split from the same ball.
Hey, they played on your MTV raps.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, they played it. But. I want to say this.
Because it's going to be shared to this thread.
I know. Blackness aside.
Is this a poem?
Yes. Yes or
no? Yeah.
Yes. It fits the basic. Like as a
rhyme scheme. A-A-B-B-C-C.
No.
I'm just saying, okay, as a, not a poet, but a person who used to write poems a lot and got in, like, my best time in English class was poetry. Mm-hmm. That rap, it is a poem. It fits the mold of a poem.
Now, as a parent, would you have been offended trying to explain to your child what a dope fiend is and what rat-a-tat-tat is?
No, because I'm honest with my kids. I don't put my kid in...
The box of be safe.
Of nothing's going to happen to you, little Johnny. There's nothing but scary monsters on your bed. No,
yeah, like, that's the shit that pissed me off, like, reading it. I'm like, nigga, it's 2016.
You live in Suffolk, Virginia. If there ain't, the only other dope place I know is Portsmouth. I'm sorry, my bad. everybody know Norfolk got, Norfolk got the Davy dudes, so they bring, but Suffolk and Portsmouth are, like, the two top dope places in the area.
What about Newport News?
Yeah, what up?
I mean, look, hey.
This is his own thing.
That damn shipyard, man. I try to tell you.
Flat out. I'm offended, not racially, but for this fucking child, because they're trying to shelter them, and they're like, oh, they're in sixth grade. I'm like, cool. So they should be starting, they should start being exposed to this shit if they haven't been exposed to it already in a very safe fucking environment. You got exposed to a Slick Rick song. Yes. Not a Trick Daddy song.
They ain't bring in no Two Live Crew.
Yeah. Not a little Uzi Vert.
Not Fuck the Police.
Not Too Short. I mean,
definitely not Too Short. Like, fucking, like, this is the safest exposure to hip hop, but even outside of exposure to hip hop, for poetry, it's contemporary fucking poetry.
Like if they'd have brought in Tupac, Dear Mama.
Yeah, oh, ooh. That would have been like, all right, now I got to sit down and explain it to you.
But at the same time, Tupac actually has a book of poetry has been put out, and is highly acclaimed.
Yeah.
So teacher could do that, and so this is done by Tupac Shakur. Mom, who's Tupac Shakur? Oh, my God. He's teaching my kid about Tupac, how a rose grew from the concrete. What's that, a slang for drugs? No, it's not. It's about overcoming.
This is a knee-jerk reaction to the material without looking at the material as a whole. Like, even the screenshot, like the picture they took, it's straight up to say, look how bad these lyrics are. I'm like, where the rest of it at? Because I know there's another part to this fucking song that you are just leaving out that really ties us together and teaches a moral fucking lesson.
And I can quote that part. He was only 17 living in a what, madman's dream?
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's the,
you're the slick Rick expert.
I'm not slick Rick expert. I just know it.
Well, you're the most knowledgeable.
Okay, at the end of the poem or rap, as you might want to say, he says and that's how the end of the story. He was only 17 living in a madman's dream.
Yeah.
That's it, and that's how you sum up the poem. That's the summary of it.
Yeah, not rat-tat-tat, oh my God, I got to teach him what the fuck a dope fiend is. Like, you in Suffolk, I put dolls and donuts, they joke about dope fiends since fucking fourth grade.
I'm just saying, Suffolk's the only city I know that literally has the wrong side of the tracks. I've seen it. I have seen it out there by the peanut factories.
Yep. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That is the wrong side of the tracks. So you already know what a dope fiend and rat-tat-tat is if you live out there.
Yeah, or if you're a kid in this day and age, you can Google that shit post taste.
But yeah. What I want to
safe search.
Yeah. So your mama don't know you searched it.
I know both of y'all probably had to read this poem. I think it's a poem. Might just be a short story. Telltale Heart.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
What grade do you think y'all were in?
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to explain that one to your kids.
Yeah. Well, murdering someone and hiding the body.
Because his eye offended me.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucking the wrong.
Dope fiends offended me, but chopping the motherfucker up and hiding the heart under the floor.
And then going crazy as you saw the floorboard going boom, boom.
Yeah. You got to talk boom. About psychosis, dismemberment, murder, and yet.
Lying.
Like fucking a dope fiend and rat-a-tat-tat.
A bridge too far.
Yeah, it's a bridge too fucking far. Nope. Let's name an episode. A bridge too fucking far. Like this Muscle is. Break. Where we at? Because we need to throw in a song. And I'm doing a mortal technique.
32 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to do a mortal technique because we're going to come back happier. But this is a mortal technique. Some real fucking poetry from a white rapper. Fucking Dance with the Devil.
Fuck.
I'm not saying shit else.
Once knew a nigga whose real name was William. His primary concern was making a million, being the illest hustler that the world ever seen. He used to fuck movie stars and sniff coke in his dreams. A corrupted young mind at the age of 13. Nigga never had a father and his mom was a fiend. She put the pipe down, but for every year she was sober. Her son's heart simultaneously grew colder. He started hanging out, selling bags in the projects, checking the young chicks, looking for hit and run prospects. He was fascinated by material objects, but he understood money never bought respect. He built a reputation cause he could hustle and steal, but got locked once and didn't hesitate to squeal. So criminals he chilled with didn't think he was real. You see, me and niggas like this have never been equal. I don't project my insecurities on other people. He fiended for props like addicts with pipes and needles, and so he felt he had to prove to everyone he was evil. A feeble-minded young man with infinite potential, the product of a ghetto-bred capitalistic mental. Coincidentally dropped out of school to sell weed, dancing with the devil, smoked until his eyes would bleed. But he was sick of selling trees and gave in to his greed. Everyone trying to be trife never faced the consequences. You probably only did a month for minor offenses. Ask a nigga doing life if he had another chance. But then again, there's always the wicked that knew in advance. Dance forever with the devil on a cold cell block. But that's what happens when you rape, murder, and sell rock. Devils used to be gods, angels that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. So Billy started robbing niggas anything he could do. Get his respect back in the eyes of his crew. Starting fights over little shit up on the block. Stepped up to selling mothers and brothers the crack rock. Working overtime for making money for the crack spot. Hit the jackpot and wanted to move up to cocaine. Fulfilling the Scarface fantasy stuck in his brain. Tired of the block niggas treating him the same. He wanted to be major like the cutthroats and the thugs. But when he tried to step to him, niggas showed him no love. They told him any motherfucking coward can sell drugs. Any bitch nigga with a gun can bust slugs. Any nigga with a red shirt can front like a blood. Even even Puffy smoked the motherfucker up in the club. But only a real thug has stabbed someone till they die, standing in front of them, staring straight into their eyes. Billy realized that these men were well guarded, and they wanted to test him before business started. Suggested raping a bitch to prove he was cold-hearted. So now he had a choice between going back to his life or making money with made men. Up in the scythe, his dreams about cars and ice made him agree. A hardcore nigga is all he ever wanted to be. And so he met them Friday night at 2:45. Everyone trying to be trife, never face the consequences. You probably only did a month for minor offenses. Ask a nigga doing life if he had another chance. But then again, there's always the wicked that knew in advance. Dance forever with the devil on a cold cell block. But that's what happens when you rape, murder, and sell rock. Devils used to be gods, angels that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. They drove around the project slow while it was raining, smoking blunts, drinking, and joking for entertainment. Until they saw a woman on the street walking alone, 3 a.m, coming back from work on the way home. And so they quietly got out the car and followed her, walking through the projects. The darkness swallowed her. They wrapped their shirt around their head and knocked her onto the floor. This is it, kid. Now you got your chance to be raw. So Billy yoked her up and grabbed the chick by the hair and dragged her into a lobby that had nobody there. She struggled hard, but they forced her to go up the stairs. They got to the roof and then held her down on the ground, screaming, "Shut the fuck up and stop moving around." The shirt covered her face, but she screamed and clawed. So Billy stomped on the bitch till he broke in the jaw. Them dirty bastards knew exactly what they were doing. They kicked her until they cracked her ribs and she stopped moving. Blood leaking through the cloth, she cried silently. And then they all proceeded to rape her violently. Billy was made to go first, but each of them took a turn, ripping her up and choking her until her throat burned. Her broken jaw mumbled for God, but they weren't concerned. When they were done and she was lying bloody, broken and bruised, one of them niggas pulled out a brand new 22. They told him that she was a witness for what she'd gone through, and if he killed her, he was guaranteed a spot in the crew. He thought about it for a minute, she was practically dead, and so he leaned over and put the gun right to her head. He pulled the trigger and ended a life. He thought about the cocaine with the platinum and ice, and he felt strong standing along with his new brothers. Cocked the gat to her head and pulled back the shirt cover, but what he saw made him start to cringe and stutter, cause he was staring into the eyes of his own mother. She looked back at him and cried cause he had forsaken her. She cried more painfully, and when they were raping her, his whole world stopped. He couldn't even contemplate. His corruption had successfully changed his fate, and he remembered how his mom used to come home late, working hard for nothing, cause now what was he worth? He turned away from the woman that had once given him birth, and crying out to the sky cause he was lonely and scared. But only the devil responded cause God wasn't there. And right then he knew what it was to be empty and cold, and so he jumped off the roof and died with no soul. They say death takes you to a better place, but I doubt it. After that they killed his mother and never spoke about it. And listen, cause the story that I'm telling is true, cause I was there with Billy Jacobs and I raped his mom too. And now the devil follows me everywhere that I go. In fact, I'm sure he's standing among one of you at my shows, in every street cypher listening to Little Thug's flow. He could be standing right next to you and you wouldn't know. The devil grows inside the hearts of the selfish and wicked. White, brown, yellow, and black color is not restricted. You have a self-destructive destiny when you're inflicted, and you'll be one of God's children that fell from the top. There's no diversity because we're burning in the melting pot. So when the devil wants to dance with you, you better say never, because a dance with the devil might last you forever.
All right, quick PSA. Just off the last segment, I was letting everybody know that I am a parent, and I've worked with kids that are in this fourth to sixth grade. I know what they're exposed to, and I know what they get into. So letting your kid learn about Slick Rick, which is probably one of the safest rappers ever, it's not harmful. You're being harmful for actually stunting your kid's creativity and exposing them to things they should know. But as we shall... Would that be the last word? We're gonna learn about some toys.
No, but besides that, that's a motherfucking technique. That's the shit you should be afraid of your children bringing home.
Pretty much.
There's... Like, he, that is pretty much the poem that we read fleshed out in the most gangster way. Like, seriously, if you skip the song, go back and listen to it. It's the same cautionary tale, just gritty and fucking raw.
There's a lot more reimagining versions of Slick Rick's children's story.
Yeah. So you can fucking be as butthurt as you want.
Don't care.
But there is worse shit out there for them to have brought home.
Like I said, we could have brought home some Two Live Crew.
Yo.
Don't stop. Get it. Get it. That pussy. Do you bump? Out of her.
All right. On that note.
Toys.
Let's talk about these 90s toys.
Yes. Yo, straight up. Didn't have any of the real Ghostbusters.
Neither did I.
Really?
Did you watch the cartoon at all?
Yes, I did.
Yes, the cartoon was awesome.
Yeah.
Black Man's voice by Arsenio Hall.
Yep. Thundercats. Didn't have any Thundercats. My cousin did.
I have. Every day at 4 o'clock.
I was never really into Thundercats.
What? They're on the moon.
Boy.
Thundercats are loose.
Doo-doo. All right, Panthro.
Hey. Oh, that's racist.
Hey, he's the only black man on the show.
They're all lions and cats and like, bruh, Panthro is his only brother.
He's the only black dude.
He's bald and dark.
And got nunchucks. And he don't want to drive.
Street Sharks, knew about him, didn't have any of the toys.
I didn't get into Street Sharks.
I did.
Totally yeah, I watched the show. Bro.
Totally jawsome.
All the fucking anthropomorphic jacked up fucking animals, man.
Dude, Spawn. I know
fucking
you
fucking Spawn.
I actually didn't. I read the comics, but man, Spawn toys were expensive.
Yeah.
True, because they're a resin and fucking hand sculpted.
Yeah.
Where else we got? Mortal Kombat. Oh, I had Mortal Kombat figures.
Well, I did. I knew people that had them. I the Mortal Kombat G.I. Joes.
Yeah, the figures were basically like the G.I. Joe figures. Like
I didn't have the figures. I just had the games.
I had the games and we had a few figures. Did you have Toxic Crusaders?
I did.
I knew you had one of these.
I had Toxie.
Yo.
I didn't have Toxic Crusaders.
Yes. Just saw the movie. That fucking sweet-ass mop you could put slime in
I'm
it.
I'm glad I didn't have any Captain Planet figures because it's a good show. It's
I latest. Don't know that any kid willingly had Captain Planet figures.
That, I ain't going to lie. But it's not behind Power Rangers, that was probably one of the most blatantly racist shows ever.
Yo, what up?
Hey, man. It's what happened when, was it the Puzzle Place grew up? Or was it Puzzle Place or?
Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus, yeah.
Who Magic School Bus grew
Yo,
up.
Yo, I'm still hyped that you know Puzzle Place. We both watched fucking Puzzle Place.
I watched a lot of fucking WHRO.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, PBS all day.
Yeah.
Street Fighters figures. I don't think we had any. I know my cousin did because he was a G.I. Joe dude. Yo, Small Soldiers.
The movie was better.
I ain't seen that movie still.
Next. Beetlejuice.
I had so many Beetlejuice figures.
Really? I didn't have Beetlejuice figures.
You more goth than me, technically.
You know what the funny shit is? They marketed it as the kids, but Beetlejuice was technically a horror movie.
But same, and there's some other things on this list that are in the same vein as that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that wasn't a movie for children.
No.
But I had Beetlejuice and like the tuxedo from the end of the movie. What up, Husky on the track?
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Miss Truffin got that head shake going. Did he try to take him down?
You don't want a baby with Ted.
No, all right. The Incredible Test Dummies, they were too lame.
Fuck you. I had.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing better than toys you can destroy.
Fair enough.
Some shit you can throw on the wall. It'll fall apart. You put it
back together.
I had the cab. I had the fucking airplane. I had the junkyard playset.
You know what? I'm noticing, though? We 11 figures in, and every last one of them had a cartoon.
Yeah. It's the 90s, bro.
Bruh.
That was the thing when Ren and Snippy came around. It was hard to get that show sold because cartoons were basically there to sell toys.
Yeah, I know.
He-Man.
Young Justice.
I believe my brother had Biker Mr. Kirby Tanaba himself had Biker Mice from Mars.
I could not get into that show.
We got into it because it was kind of like Biker Mice from Mars falls into the Double Dragons fucking kind of superhero show.
Not really.
Like kind of like just actiony, weird actiony type shit.
Yeah, like Thundercats, because that's what all these anthropomorphic shows are.
No,
based
but the
of.
Thing is, Double Dragon was that show for me and my siblings because it was the one to sell toys, and it was 90s, not 80s.
Hey,
so,
man.
Fucking 90s, Biker Mice.
I don't know if they're on
Sharks.
This list. I totally had fucking Double Dragon toys, too.
Yo, lucky.
Mask? Mask?
Yo, I never got
80s. Mask is
80s. I never got into Mask.
They had a shit ton of toys.
Yeah,
I know that much.
Mask.
Let's see what we also got. Fucking
RoboCop.
I had some RoboCop toys, though.
My cousin had...
I love the movies.
The talking RoboCop.
Also not a movie for kids.
He had the RoboCop, like, tall figure. I think it was, like, a 9-inch one. And the mouth, like, had the animation, the
that
shitty,
sounds
like...
creepy.
The LED animation, like, calculator animation.
Yeah.
And, like... two of the favorite quotes was "Drugs are trouble, and your move creep."
Yeah. And he had a little pistol compartment on the side. I was so jealous of him for that.
Flap out.
See, the ones I had actually had caps in them.
Oh, shit.
Like cap gun roll caps.
Holy shit.
And he would snap the back and like smell that sweet sulfur gunpowder smell.
That pat.
Pat.
Wait, before we jump on, as a wrestler, as a wrestling fan, do you remember RoboCop and Sting?
I know of it. I've seen pictures of it. Like, I didn't watch WCW.
Okay.
I was more WWF.
Backstory.
All right, so
1989. Backstory.
1989. Look at him. Hip hop coming out this day. But anyway, quick side note. There was a little segment in WCW. They was trying to boost up RoboCop. So they had Sting locked in a cage, and he was facing the Legion of Doom or Faces of Doom?
It'd be Legion of Doom.
It was a Legion of Doom. No. I take it back. Not LOD. It was Kevin Sullivan. His group. Oh, I forgot his name. It was Kevin Sullivan.
Four Horsemen?
No, that's Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sting locked in a cage.
Sting
locked in a cage. And he couldn't get out.
I'm trapped in a cage.
And they literally had RoboCop, like the actual RoboCop, come out and literally, quote unquote, rip the cage door off. And Sting thanked him for saving him. So, yeah. So, okay. Next.
Terminator 2.
Also, totally a child's movie.
Totally a kid's movie.
Also, I totally had a fucking bunch of T2 figures.
Hell yeah. Jealous.
Hey. What I really wanted, though, was that sweet fucking plate up. Nice. Smack the diploma.
Nope.
That's Miss Trufans.
Well, that's the high school one. That won't matter.
What are you?
She glaring at me.
But hey, what I wanted was that sweet fucking Terminator Play-Doh set.
To your public schoolness in the hallway with awards and class photo and yeah.
As Dante D said, like my hole.
As I dig my hole deeper.
Yeah. what was I about to say? Oh, also side of Terminator 2. Welcome to the jungle. That was the only reason they made that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right, next door.
Swamp Thing.
Did you have Swamp Thing?
I goddamn did.
Of course you did.
We're hitting that section of the list where it's, you know, Wicked had all these.
I had none one of these motherfuckers.
I had three of these on this little picture right here.
Hell yeah.
I had the bright lime green one. I had the purple and green one.
This fucked up. Because we went back to number 9.
Yeah.
I'm on 17.
I got 9, 10,
11. Yeah, mine did the same thing.
Well, I jumped to 16.
I'm trying to get to 16. All right, there's 16. Then it jumps to 25. What is this list?
Something wrong with y'all, because 17.
I guess it's rating. It's
no,
adjusted by rating.
No, 17 is aliens.
No, for us, like, it's the list is adjusting by rate, by votes.
Yeah, because this is still a live list, and people might be voting up and down on stuff.
All
right, I'm gonna reload the page, see if that does anything.
Yeah. Well, don't reload. Well, as of right now, Aliens is 17.
What does go? You just say the things.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go off.
All right.
This list as of now. So 17 is Aliens. Who had Alien toys?
I mean,
I didn't. I wasn't in, like, once again, movie. Four kids.
Yeah, always four kids. I'm just saying.
I see what you're getting at with this toy list being the palate cleanser and the end of the show.
Yes.
I see what you're getting at.
Yes.
Okay, so like number 18 is Stone Protectors. I'm not gonna lie, this is like Trolls and Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Oh god,
they're trying to market Trolls to boys.
Yep,
I'm not. This shit looked terrible.
Oh, they were.
They were.
I'm just gonna keep going.
What's 18?
That was 18.
19
Exo Squad.
Yo, what up? I watch that shit every Saturday, goddamn morning on UPN.
That's right up there with Skeleton Warriors.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Fucking, I think my brother had one of those toys, or one of my cousins had it. It was basically the preface to any fucking
mech suit.
Gundam
mech suit cartoon.
Or mech suit fucking cartoon.
And sweet fucking haircuts.
Well,
goddamn awesome.
You gotta remember,
haircuts.
American mech suit, because Gundam was out for a long time.
No. But I'm just saying, for
the America children's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't know about no Gundam Wing.
All right, number 20 is Earthworm Jim. Play the video game.
Toys. No,
play
I didn't know there were toys for that.
I played
the games.
Fucking action figure.
I was more pissed off about the games because not being a rich kid or.
Oh.
I mean.
All you had was Toe Jam and Earl?
Pretty much.
No, but mostly, but like you see the you see the like the trailer for the game. They show you the great quality of the game, and then you get your version, your console version, and it's like shit. Yeah, and it's like what the hell?
Because pre-rendered graphics.
It was the Sega CD version. That's the one they'll throw out there. So it was like Sega CD was like leaps and bounds for everybody. So everything's like what they got now, the cinematography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Earthworm Jim, the entire game on Sega CD.
Oh, shit.
It was all cinematic and cinematic interactive.
Yeah, we need to go to the top 10 because this is a media show, sir.
All right. I'm going to. All right, doing some highlights. Double Dragons 22.
Yeah, back side up.
Yeah.
VR Troopers 23.
My brother had VR Troopers, and they were awesome. He left them outside. I think one got stolen or destroyed.
Okay, was this in KP?
Yeah, it was KP.
Super Mario Bros. 24.
You just play video games.
Extreme Ghostbusters 25.
That was toward the end where we're like, dude.
We were too old for that shit by then. Oh,
and by the way, for all my weeaboo fucking weirdos, those of you who know Zone Animation, they just did an Extreme Ghostbusters fucking parody video. It is graphic, and it is Zone. And if you know Zone, you know what I'm talking about.
You're going to be in Wicked, the zone.
I'm going to fucking tell you about it, and you're going to be like, what the shit? So, there you go. Extreme Ghostbusters. If you're a fan of Extreme Ghostbusters, you should check out the Zone animation.
If you're a fan of Extreme Ghostbusters, you need to examine your taste in fucking cartoons.
Carry on 27 is Chuck Norris Karate Commandos.
What the fuck?
Hey, I watched Mojo, and this was on there. It was an actual cartoon. 28, Police Academy.
I had Police Academy toys.
I did too. Cause
I had one that the pants drop.
I had Hightown with the scooter.
Nice.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I had a couple of those.
Lucky.
Fucking Kevin Costner had that sweet felt vest.
All right, 30, Rambo, The Force of Freedom.
I had that.
WWE Maximum Sweat figurine.
I remember.
You talking about steroids looking motherfuckers? The Rock looked like the Hulk.
Hey, I had a Wizard magazine from like 2000 that had a promo for those, and I thought, who the fuck want they damn characters to sweat? You walk around with a bottle of water to spray on them.
I'm talking about how you can literally tell that all he did was change the face because The Rock and Shawn Michaels look exactly the same. Just like, but The Rock's green. Anyway, Hook.
I had some Hook action figures too.
I remember the arcade. Arcade was the shit.
I had Hook. He had a sweet revealing fucking knife that came out of his sleeve.
Yeah.
I had Robin Hood. And
Everyone wanted Rufio.
I had Robin Hood. I had I can't remember the name of the it's the name of the fucking movie.
Hook.
No, Peter Pan. I had Peter Pan. Look, nothing like goddamn Robin Williams.
Damn sure. They know better.
I know.
They know better. What?
What else?
The Mask was 33. Mummies Alive is 34.
Nope.
Street Fighter the movie is 35.
Ugh.
Corpse.
You ever played the game, Street Fighter the movie?
No.
I've seen it.
Street Fighter the movie, the game.
Okay, highlight. Superhuman Samurai is 37.
Hell yes. Yeah.
I had two different servos.
That was fucking cousin had the whole set.
Did he have the big one?
Beetleborg.
Yes. Beetleborgs?
No, I'm talking about which one was Tim Curry. Tim Curry was Beetleborg.
No. He was Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
He was?
He was the main villain. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Such as it were.
All right. Karate Kid, 39.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wanted Karate Kid toys?
Oh. I had it.
I'm eager to have some Ralph Macchio in my collection. Oh. I want that Pat Morse figure.
Number 41, The Last Action Hero.
I think my brother had that one.
I had a Last Action Hero board game.
Hell yeah.
Like for Christmas one year.
Hell yeah.
Hey, did you say something about Skeleton Warriors?
Yeah.
Number 42.
What up?
Inhumanoid? What the fuck is a human? Inhumanoid?
I don't know that
one. I don't know.
Keep it rolling. We're almost there.
Okay, The Avengers, United They Stand, number 44.
I don't know.
That was before the
new shit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Savage Dragon?
Uh-huh. I swear I know Savage
Dragon. I remember James Bond Jr. Saban's Mask Rider.
Yo. I had it or my brother had it, but one of us had a Mask Rider figure. Dude, it was Kamen Rider for the Americans, like Power Rangers.
Okay. Number 48, Demolition Man. Also not a kid movie. Ultra Force?
Yes.
That was Image Comics, right?
It was technically Malibu Comics.
Malibu Comics.
It was put out by Image. Yeah, they distributed it.
I know that one. I know the comic, but I do not. I don't think we have.
Oh, I want to be like Prime, man. I got to get that green goo.
Yo, what up, man?
All right, Mutant League's 50. Waterworld. Really? That terrible.
Every kid is clamoring for Waterworld toys.
Okay. Yeah. And Peter Pan the Pirate.
Is somebody experiencing their own kind of Waterworld right now?
I think so. I think Miss Trufant got the treat. He moved and peed on the naked, not on the blanket, the shield, as it were. Good old Scully, killing the game. Yeah. My dude, R. Kelly and everybody. But 52.
I'm pee on you, piss on you. Peter Pan the Pirates.
Music coming in hot.
Real jazzy, real smooth.
All right, but no, that goes to show you, fucking this list of toys. You may think it is very disconnected and disjointed from the previous segment, but no, fuck you. These are toys we got as children's. Before middle school.
Yes.
And
kid, if they tried to release, like, for the children's fucking R-rated movie toys, that shit would not fly.
I mean, I remember they made cartoon adaptations of some of these movies.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Beetlejuice was one. Aliens was one.
Was there an Aliens cartoon?
Yes, there was an Aliens cartoon. Yes. It didn't last long, but it was one. I think Terminator, they tried with Terminator, but it didn't just really, you know. Just
probably just a pilot type.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, but flat out, that goes to show you, you want to protect your children, it is not that fucking serious. We've all been through.
We've seen some things.
We've seen some things. I mean,
sometimes you got to let your kid ride his bike without the helmet.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Someday you got to take the goddamn training wheels off. Yeah. And goddamn, if I was ever a parent. Because
you know what you get if you don't do that? Trump.
Yep. Oh, there we go. We throw the last song right there. Nope. Throw the last song. What's the last song we can?
And on that note.
Blood Orange.
Yes, thank you for treating me.
Should come in hot, don't
it?
Lit.
Dude,
straight
dude.
Lit.
So yeah, thank you for enjoying the EC3 cast if you made it this far.
Yes.
Salty motherfuckers. This is going to be, I know all y'all are going to want to call the show or email the show or contact Wicked Child himself. And he's going to tell you.
Christmas going to be lit.
And like, he's going to tell you, just call the show, email the show, text the show. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Hey, if you want to make that journey from Suffolk to Norfolk,
hey, it's a shorter trip than Suffolk Newport News, right?
No, actually. But no. Depends on what.
We're not renting out the fucking the rec room to goddamn.
You host. Think I won't?
Yo, we should. Fucking open call right now. Those of you who are directly impacted from this show.
Yeah, you feel a little pringly.
Motherfucking come out. let us know if you want to come to Bad News to defend yourself. Because I'm down.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid of nobody.
I mean,
I'll set up mics.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
We got enough. I got to find one. But we got
I mean, literally, we can set up some cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
Cheese
yeah.
and crackers. With the wine.
They ain't going to bring the wine.
End of the wine. Wrong, as it were. But yeah, to call us, to contact us, what's that number, Wicked Child?
757-745-9323.
You can call, leave an angry voicemail.
Leave a text.
You know, and if you want to, you can
I need
email.
Somebody besides Unabomber to text us.
Yeah. And you can fucking email us, EC3Cast@gmail.com. If you want to fucking give a one-sided fucking account of how you feel about this show and our opinions.
Or if you're a parent in general, whether you're for or against, bring it.
But
just bring that shit, bro.
The one thing we do ask.
He is a part of the EC3Cast.
Yeah. Yes, I picked my side. The one thing we do ask is, don't hide yourself. Don't try to use words that people can't use what's in your heart. If you want to say this Negro music, say this Negro music.
This jungle music.
Yeah. Don't say this jungle boom boom music. If you want to say it. Be real.
At this point, though, that's not really hiding it.
No.
When you say that jungle
boom
boom.
Don't hide. Yeah. Don't hide nothing.
Say what it is, man. If you want some Keith Urban, fucking just say, if you, say it. I mean, say you wanted Keith Urban to be brought home to your domicile.
Is that your new favorite word right now?
Yes.
I'm just saying, if you really wanted some your teacher to sign some Keith Urban, some Johann Bach or something like that.
It's gonna be hard to break down the lyrics of some fucking Bach.
Hey, look. No. You never know,
so
man.
Also, Wicked Child everywhere. You can find him. You know where to find him if you're listening to the show, and we want you to listen to the show.
Yes.
Fucking Dosh Truffin. You don't know who I am, but you know who my black ass is now. Mr. Q Sweat, you can find him.
I am also
DJ
black.
Q Sweat on the book face. Fucking DJ page. Yes, my boy DJs, and we're both veterans. Yeah, because we're proud to be American, because at least we know we're free.
And I won't forget the man who died.
Should I forgot a second line?
But they gave that right to me.
Next to you.
Next to you.
But no, so, yeah, Wicked Child. Oh, find the show, EC, since you're going to be linked to it anyway, but facebook.com/EC3Cast, at EC3Cast everywhere. Or at EC3Cast.com. And you can find some ammunition to come at us with from previous shows. We're going to let you know, we don't give a fuck.
No.
Or by my way, if you're classy like me, ExpensiveCheese.com. So, for Miss Q Sweat.
Never gave a damn, don't give a fuck.
Wicked Child. And Miss Truffin in the building.
And P.P. Scully.
Yes. It's Doss saying, love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
We out.
Sure.